This is Earth Tribe Radio, www.earthtriberadio.com. Hey, Joe.
Hi, Fiona.
We just talked about dogs. Now we're going to talk about cats.
Oh, yes.
And they're quite different in so many ways.
Yes.
Dogs are loyal, and cats can be too. And cats are so incredibly psychic.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, people say, oh, I'm a dog person, I'm a cat person. I'm an animal person, mm-hmm. So I just love all animals, and I appreciate the dogs for the gifts that they have, and I appreciate the cats for the gifts they have. And I have become into the cat world so deeply these last few years. It's just been remarkable, absolutely remarkable. You have some wonderful cats, and you got one after the fire.
He came to us. All of the fur on his back was burnt, and I heard crying at the front door, at the back door, crying, and I thought, why is? Because we had two kitties, and why is one of them out there crying? So I got up and had a look, and there was this little burnt kitty. And he didn't just burn his fur, not his skin. And I started feeding him, and he ate and ate and ate and ate, and he wouldn't come in. But he came back a couple of times a day to get more food.
So he probably lost his home in the fire.
Yes, and somehow he just got a singe. It took him 6 months for his hair to grow back, and he's part Siamese. The Humane Society said he's got these incredible Siamese eyes. He's very sweet, and we also have, like you do, a Russian Blue.
Yeah.
And they are the most amazing cats. With my husband, this Russian Blue has a particular connection with him. He can tell her to come back in 20 minutes. She's back in 20 minutes. She can be out just being allowed to wander around, and he'll say, come back now. And you'll look out, and she's coming up the pathway. I said to her, why don't you go and work with him? We call him Daddy, actually, because we go and work with him this morning. And a little bit later, I come in, and she's sitting with him on the desk working. She has the most amazing ability to connect.
Yeah.
And she was a rescue from somebody who wasn't abusing her, but who was neglecting her. So she had one set of babies, and then she was fixed.
Huh. Well, my son has these two. And the first one is a Russian Blue, like yours, but not so fluffy. And this was rescued from, she was taken to Camarillo and left. And when Luke went there to rescue a cat, he saw this one, and they give you the reason why it was left. And I think she was about probably 4 or 5 months old, maybe. And it said she was too noisy.
Because Russian Greys talk a lot.
They talk. And people don't realize that some cats, well, Siamese also talk.
Mm-hmm.
But Russian Blues like conversations.
And I've never known a cat that had so many conversations, so much of an ability to have different sounds that come out of her mouth.
Exactly. It's a total, they're so remarkable. And so I got to know my son's gray cat, which we named McFitty, when I got cancer. And I went to stay at my son's house because he was going away to look after the cat, McFitty.
Incidentally, if you're wondering what's going on, the trash truck's coming up and down the road. So.
Okay, yes. Today we're recording at Nutmeg's Ojai House.
Downtown Ojai.
Yeah, downtown Ojai. So you'll get the street noises. Anyway, I didn't know this kitty very well. I just went to live there. It was easier for me to get to the radiation place daily and come back, so that's where I stayed. But this kitty, she would, as soon as I got home from radiation, and I'd go lie down in my sanctuary bed, and she would very gently climb on top of me, and the whole spot where they had radiated me, she would curl up and lie down and purr. And it was like the vibration of the purr for maybe 3 minutes, and then she'd get off and she'd lay down with me. But she, the whole time I was going through radiation, 6 to 8 weeks, she was there for me. And now our relationship is so strong. We read each other's minds. I can talk to her through my mind. We can talk to each other with her meows and my, she has a wonderful vocabulary where I could say, no, we're going upstairs now. We're going to go upstairs. Are you hungry? Your box is ready for you. Do you want to sleep? She knows all these things. Do you want to go for a walk? Do you want to eat grass and stay close? You know, all those things. And to, right now, while they're adjusting some cancer medication for me, I'm a little bit down. And as I told you this morning, she will not leave me. She won't go anywhere. She'll just stay with me the whole time. She knows. She absolutely knows. She's an amazing kitty.
And I think that's one of the reasons that they were revered in Egypt, is because not only are they very high-frequency animals that can kind of travel in different dimensions,
yes,
but at the same time, they are incredibly psychic.
Yeah.
If you think of the way, this is what I was told, it's believed that the way they used to do their eyes was to mimic a cat.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because the cats have that very dark kind of eyeliner,
yeah.
Not all cats, but many of them. And so the pharaohs made their eyes look like the cats,
yeah,
because they revered the how the cats could function in this world and then the other worlds.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the Siamese were the guards at the temples in Siam or into Thailand. And they would be the temple cats. So that's, I think, why they're so amazing as well. I mean, they were bred as temple mm-hmm. cats. So it's amazing with the Russian blues. They kind of go... They have a total conversation if you allow them. And if you can just be with your cat and enjoy your cat and be available... through your heart.
Yeah.
Bob, my husband always says, he communicates with Shanti through his heart. If
yes.
he thinks about it, I do more of visualization, but he does it through his heart, and she'll do absolutely everything he wants and when he projects it from his heart.
Well, McVitie, it's so true. She woke me this morning. Now, my son has adopted a trash can kitty, a little boy, totally different energy, little black kitty.
My wild child.
And he likes to wake me up by getting under the covers, biting my toes, doing what your dog did, but, you know, pulling the covers off me to get me out of bed, walking over my head, all the, you know, come on, time to get up. So McVitie hasn't been doing that much anymore because her time was 6 o'clock in the morning. So this morning she just jumped up on the bed, and she's just so light, and, you know, her touch is so light, her movements. And then I could hear her little bell, and I said, McVitie, is that you? And she comes over purring by my head. I said, yeah, okay, it's 6 o'clock. Thank you, McVitie. I missed you waking me up. But who jumps on the bed right after that is the little one, the little wild child who's sitting there. You know, he learns things from her too, but
it's amazing how any animal, we found this so many times, whether it's a dog or a cat, that they do get taught by the other animals
yeah.
in the house.
Now, with McVitie, there was no other animal in the house, so it's like if I go to the loo, excuse me, she will see me go into the bathroom and sit on the toilet, and so she'll go into her box. She will eat when I eat. She will, when I'm brushing my teeth in the morning, she is sitting on the counter drinking the water from the tap, because that's how I brush my teeth. When I brush my hair, she has her own brush that she needs to be brushed. So she was learning from me. Now, the little one is trying to learn from both of us, and he's a little bit confused at the moment. But so he tries to get up and do the same thing on the...
They're wonderful meditation companions
mm.
because they can travel those ways that sometimes it's hard for us. So if you hold your cat, for one thing, when you stroke them, it brings you into the alpha brainwaves,
mm.
and that's helpful to soothe you down as well, because they have soft fur, most mm. of them. And the purring is something that's amazing. They say all the cats, including tigers, purr.
Mm.
And it's a very healing thing. It's a physically healing thing, I have heard, as well as an emotional healing thing. You were saying how soothing it was. So if you have a cat on your knee when you're meditating, provided they're not deciding they're going to play with your hair as you move, but if you consider that with a cat on your knee while you're meditating, they will help you go to deeper layers of meditation.
Yeah. I love to tell them. I love to... You know, whether it's cats or dogs, I love to talk to them. I do love to talk to them, and they love to hear your voice.
They do, and they communicate back.
Yeah, exactly. I love to tell them, you're a good girl, you're a good girl, good boy, good boy, good boy. Talk to them gently like that. Now, with a trash can kitty, he's just the wild child, and to calm him down, even when he's being wild, if I start saying, good boy, good boy, good boy, he'll quieten down. And the other day he's sitting on my lap, but all of a sudden the ears went back and the eyes opened. I thought he's about to attack, you know, I could tell. So I went with my finger. Now you hear
the fire engine.
Yeah. So with my finger I was going back and forth saying, you're getting sleepy, good boy, you're getting sleepy. And I watched his eyes following my finger. I'm saying, you're getting sleepy. It was so cute. And he starts to go, you know, he starts to close his eyes to go to sleep. So he listening and watching the finger and then just slowly going to sleep. But it's also listening to my voice, you're getting sleepy. And I thought, it's working. You know, anyway, they are cute, but I love to talk with them. And my son, who travels a lot, says to me when he comes home, they're so close to you. They're always with you. I said, yeah, because I talk to them. I've got nobody else to talk to except, you know, when I'm at home. And I do talk to them. They talk to me. They tell me what they want, you know. When the wild child has got his rocket ship in the closet and can't get it out, he'll come and tell me. When McFitty wants to be fed or wants something, she'll come and tell me.
And there are different ways of telling us. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we get a feeling, and sometimes, like a couple of days ago, Shanti, the big Russian blue, she was sitting on Bob's desk, and he pulled the blind down because the sun was coming in. And he said she kept looking at the blind and looking at the blind, and he got the knowledge that she wanted to look outside. Yeah. So he actually had to put the blind up again so she could look outside, because she just loves looking outside to see what's going on. And so it's sometimes they communicate in different ways to us. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for them to speak or be a big thing in your mind, it may not be. But if you calm down a bit and go and just be at their energy, like be with them, you'll find they communicate with you. They're incredible communicators, cats, and amazingly psychic, and can really help us with meditation and finding the deeper parts of us.
And do you find, I know I do. I find these last few years, working in the psychic energy fields, being with a cat is wonderful.
It is.
It's really
very
wonderful.
Helpful. Mm-hmm. And don't worry, every cat, it is not true that black cats are bad.
No,
Amazing. I want to go into what black is. And black, when you have the absence of all the colors so that you go into the vastness of completeness, that is so unthinkable for the humans that we see it as black. And that's why all of the original wise people would wear black, including the herbalists and the wise women. And then, of course, it got identified with the witch. But you notice that because...
Black isn't a color and neither is white.
No, white is a combination of all colors, but black is an absence of color, which is the greatest vastness. That's why, you know, wearing it, if you're going somewhere and you want a lot of power, can be so helpful. So don't think that a black cat is bad or is going to bring you 7 years if it runs across. It's just not true. That's all.
Isn't that funny that you said this? I'd never heard that, and I'm 74, and I had never heard that black cats were bad, except last week I read something that somebody had said about black cats. I thought, that's not ever been my experience.
No, not mine. We've had several black cats and black dogs, and they can maybe go into greater depths of vastness than, not when they're young probably, but as they age, cats just have, like the big cats too, that's why it's so terrible for the big cats to be enclosed in zoos. Yeah. Because that's why I stopped taking my daughter to zoos, in fact, was because the giant cats there, they can't move. And for them to be able to get their psyche in the place that is comfortable for them, it's like the dolphins. They have to be able to move in the places that, like, just a little cage is just awful for the big cats. So, you know, safari parks okay because you've got space there.
Yeah, but not aquariums.
And aquariums are awful, particularly for dolphins or any sonar animals or big fish. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Dolphins, not a fish. But so we ask ourselves, why do we want to have a cat with us? And the answer would be because they are uplifting. They're wonderful friends. They are here they will also be incredible healers. Yeah. As I said in the dog one, the kitty that we had, she used to jump on the table when I was working with energy with people, and she would go immediately to that spot. Mm-hmm. And she would gently knead it. She was a small cat. Or she would lay on it like your kitty lay on you. And people would find it generally soothing, you know.
When I used to, years ago, when I would this person would come once a week to massage me. And Hobbs, the cat that lived to be 27, would always, as soon as I was on the massage table, he would jump up and lay on my tummy. Mm-hmm. For the whole time. And then when I turned over onto my tummy, she would lie on the small of my back during the whole massage. And I'd say, well, he'll have to just stay there. Sorry. You know, because he loved the whole...
Well, he was there to help you. Yeah. He was there to assist in the massage. And that's the thing is that sometimes they get a bit frustrated when we don't allow or don't... are not conscious that they are trying to help us in that way on the higher levels of energy. And they are, dogs are more earthbound. Cats are more skybound in a sense. Not bound, but they, you know, so, and both of them are absolutely perfect. We really need both of them. Mm-hmm. So if you have a cat today, just ask yourself, if I feel my feet and just I'm really in my body, can I just focus on my heart? Can I just listen to what they're trying to communicate? If I can't do that, let me speak from my heart to them. Mm. And you'll notice remarkable things, just like with Shanti, how she, and with your McVitie, they really do communicate and listen.
Right. Visualize, too, when you're talking to them, visualize what you're saying to them. So when I let McVitie out, and I'm nervous because it's a lot of... I don't feel she's safe where we are right now, but I say, I've always said to her, stay close and eat grass. And that's, and I visualize it, and she stays close and she eats grass. She doesn't wander at all.
They are amazing. I know we've driven animals across the country several times, and because I won't fly them. So, because there's always more than two or three when we're crossing the country from New York to LA. And one time this rescue kitty who just had decided she was going to stay with us no matter what, we had to bring her to LA. And halfway across, she got this terrific bladder infection. And so it was very clear that she was terrified that somehow she was going to be abandoned because she'd been dumped before. And so but I put my head to her head, and I just visualized, it's going to be okay. You're staying with us forever. And I just kept put my third eye to her third eye. And I just kept telling her that several times a day. And I used something called Cranactin, which is a natural thing that I put on her food. And that and that and the communication, within a couple of days, she was all better. So if you want to communicate and you want to do it through visualization for animals, any kind of animal, it's helpful. You can put your forehead together, or you can just sit really, really calmly and breathe through your heart. They will get it. They're amazing beings. All animals are.
I do that with McVitie when I'm brushing her and she's sitting on the the sink in the bathroom, and I to the top of the head, I just go, mmm. She loves that. It's like me purring back at her in the top of her head, you know, as I brush her. Oh.
And when they do purr and they're sitting, let yourself absorb the purrs.
Because that's a healing vibration.
Incredibly. And just be aware where they're sitting. If you're laying down, they may be, if you allow them, they'll come generally to a spot that needs a little help. And they'll purr and they'll knead and they'll lay there just like they did with you. We've got so gifted to be able to have cats and dogs in
our lives.
We really
are. And I really think that they're there to help us. I always say,
and us for them.
Yeah, exactly. So instead of us owning them, we're part of them. They're part of us. I don't own them. They don't own me. But we're part of each other.
I usually say they live with us because they don't. I don't own them. You can't own a being, really. Yeah, I mean, in this culture, you can, but.
Well, that's why I'm trying to saying that, because I want people to think we don't, you know, we appreciate each other, we love each other, we care for each other.
We're in fact equal beings.
Exactly.
It's just, we're just different beings and on this earth.
Yeah, we're not dominant on them.
No, it's really hard to be dominant on a cat unless you really scared their cats. Dogs, you can dominate hard. Cats, you can try, but they usually go about their own thing. This is we've been talking about cats here and the wonder of cats. This is Earth Tribe Radio, www.earthtriberadio.com.
Your home on planet Earth.